Paul McCartney's Space Station Concert. Sir Paul McCartney has become the first musician to broadcast live to an audience in space. The former Beatle woke up the crew of the International Space Station, orbiting 352 kilometres above Earth, with a special galactic rendition of two songs, fittingly chosen for the landmark gig. The tunes were beamed into space from a concert he was giving in Anaheim, California. The first was the Beatles' classic Good Day Sunshine, and the second was a track titled English Tea from his new album Chaos and Creation in the Backyard. The mini-concert and live footage of the two-man space audience listening to it were broadcast on NASA's own television channel. Astronauts are usually woken up with recorded songs, but this marked the first time live music was used. Sir Paul said he decided to broadcast the Good Day Sunshine song to repay the favour, after NASA had used it to wake the Space Shuttle Discovery crew earlier this year. He said he had been extremely proud the song was chosen to alert the crew to favourable landing conditions on Earth for the second attempt at returning from space. The initial landing attempt had been aborted due to bad weather. Before his performance, Sir Paul stated, "I can't believe that we're actually transmitting to space. This is sensational. I love it." It seemed astronaut Bill MacArthur and his Russian counterpart, cosmonaut Valery Tokarev, were equally appreciative of their musical awakening. MacArthur did a couple of zero-gravity flips in gratitude and told Sir Paul, "We consider you an explorer just as we are."